Greetings, fellow seekers of the supernatural. I am Mystic Meg, your guide to the world of paranormal phenomena. For years, I have delved into the mysteries of the unknown, seeking out the most elusive and enigmatic stories to bring to your attention. From sightings of ghosts and other apparitions to encounters with aliens and otherworldly beings, I have made it my mission to uncover the truth behind the most bizarre and unexplained events in our world. Through my work, I have amassed a wealth of knowledge and experience, which I now use to bring you the latest news and updates from the world of the paranormal. Whether you are a seasoned believer in the supernatural or simply curious about the unknown, I invite you to join me on this journey of discovery. Together, we will explore the most fascinating and compelling stories of the paranormal, shedding light on the mysterious and unexplained phenomena that surround us. So sit back and prepare to be amazed as we delve into the world of the paranormal, guided by yours truly, Mystic Meg. And now for today's story. This one is titled, The Eternal Quest of Ponce de Leon. Once upon a moonlit night in the historic city of St. Augustine, Florida, a peculiar urban legend began to circulate among the locals. It whispered of a ghostly figure wandering the cobbled streets, forever bound to the land he once explored. This apparition was said to be none other than the restless spirit of the famous conquistador, Juan Ponce de Leon. According to the tale, Ponce de Leon's relentless pursuit of the Fountain of Youth did not end with his mortal demise. Instead, it was believed that his spirit continued its quest, driven by an insatiable desire not only to regain his lost youth, but now to restore his very life. Forever trapped between realms, he wandered the narrow alleys and historic sites of St. Augustine, tirelessly searching for the elusive waters that could grant him immortality. Witnesses claim to have glimpsed the ethereal figure of Ponce de Leon, his regal attire tarnished and his visage aged with time. He was described as a shadowy figure with a determined gaze, eternally clutching a weathered map, believed to be his guide in this ongoing search. Some accounts spoke of hearing his disembodied voice softly calling out, carrying a mix of longing and desperation. The legend took hold as locals shared tales of eerie encounters with Ponce de Leon's ghost. Some claimed to have seen him at the Fountain of Youth Archaeological Park, where the explorer had first set foot centuries ago. There, he would supposedly hover over the bubbling spring, reaching out with spectral hands, yearning for the miraculous waters to restore his life force. Others reported sightings near historic landmarks like the Castillo de San Marcos, where Ponce de Leon's spirit would wander the ancient ramparts, searching for hidden clues that might lead him to his elusive goal. His spectral figure was said to blend with the mist, disappearing into the night as if merging with the shadows themselves. While skeptics dismissed these accounts as mere figments of overactive imaginations, believers clung to the notion that Ponce de Leon's spirit continued its eternal quest. They pondered whether he would ever find the key to everlasting life, forever trapped in a realm between the living and the dead. And so, the legend of Ponce de Leon's ghostly presence in St. Augustine endured, captivating locals and visitors alike. It served as a reminder of the city's rich history, a testament to the enduring spirit of exploration, and a haunting tale of a restless soul who would forever roam the streets, chasing the dream of eternal life. That's all the time we have for today's journey into the unknown. I hope that today's stories have sparked your curiosity and inspired you to continue exploring the mysteries of the paranormal. Remember, the world is full of wonders, both seen and unseen, and it is up to each of us to uncover their secrets. As always, I encourage you to share your own experiences and stories with me, as together, we can work to unravel the mysteries of the universe. Until next time, this is Mystic Meg signing off, wishing you all a spooky and spectacular day.